May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I would like to begin by telling you a story that perhaps helps explain why I am in the pulpit today. Last Sunday, I had the privilege of addressing you as senior warden, thanking you for all you have done for the church. I mentioned that I've been amazed by the many talents you possess and all the things you do for our church, community, and world. On Monday, I expanded on that pronouncement when I wrote my final Warden's Corner for the upcoming bell ringer and felt led to quote from Paul's letter to the Romans, which in part said, "And since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us exercise each of them accordingly." Then on Wednesday, the quote for the day that I randomly selected was from Deepak Chopra. "Everyone has a purpose in life, a unique gift, a special talent to give to others. And when we blend this unique talent with service to others, we experience the ecstasy and exaltation of our own spirit, which is the ultimate goal of all goals." This quote vividly reminded me of a conversation I had very recently with a very close friend of mine who is a generation ahead of me and for the past number of years has lived by himself after his wife died. This person can't move as quickly as he used to, and he asked, "What is my purpose in life at this time in my life?" I listened and we talked. And after hearing this story, my wife Suzanne told me that she wanted me to preach a sermon on that someday. Then I looked back at Wednesday's quote and smiled and tucked it away in my sermon file for that someday sermon. No more than a few minutes later, I received an email from our rector, Sarah. She was asking a couple of us if we would be willing to be on standby to preach today, given that she could hardly speak and that the prospects were unlikely she would be better by Sunday. I laughed at the coincidence, but before saying yes, I checked the lectionary to see what the gospel was for today. I love today's gospel from John when Jesus turns the water into wine, and I started to ponder what I might say when for some reason I went back and checked the epistle for today. Paul's words to the people at Corinth on the gifts of the Spirit jumped out at me and suddenly made sense of the above snippets and moments that I just outlined. So I wrote back to Sarah, my mentor Paula, and fellow preacher Peter, and mentioned some of the above. Peter wrote back and told me that instead of Deepak Chopra, he would have used a story from The Onion and preached on the gospel. I laughed when he told me about it and look forward to the day he uses that in a sermon. Sarah wrote back and asked me to preach. Since she said I replied first, and because in her words, God is clearly up to something here, as we had already coordinated music with Jeannie to be focused around the 1 Corinthians passage. So here we are. And for this, my someday sermon, I would like for us to explore Paul's words to the Corinthians on spiritual gifts. But I would like to do it in the context of realizing that everyone, each and every one of us, has a purpose in life, no matter our age. Let's start by putting today's epistle into context. Around the year 50 AD, on his second missionary journey, Paul first visited the city of Corinth, a wealthy commercial city located on the narrow strip of land separating northern and southern Greece. He spent about 18 months in Corinth and established a church there. After leaving, Paul wrote a letter to the Corinthians, warning them not to associate with immoral people. But unfortunately, this letter has been lost for us. Paul subsequently wrote what is referred to as 1 Corinthians in response to reports he had received about various problems and quarrels amongst the Corinthians. Today's epistle deals with the issue of spiritual gifts. Rather than rejoicing over the gifts of others, the Christians in Corinth apparently became boastful over their particular gifts and dismissive of the gifts of others. It reminds me of the "my gift is better than your gift" syndrome. Thus, in our epistle today, Paul wants to make sure that the Corinthians, as well as each of us today, understand the source and the reason for spiritual gifts. First, Paul wants all of us to know that the Holy Spirit is given to every person who confesses and believes that Jesus Christ is Lord. There's no class ranking when it comes to the Holy Spirit. Through the grace of God, all Christians, regardless of their place or positions in life, have inherited the Holy Spirit. Second, as Paul states, there are a variety of gifts. And the Holy Spirit gives one or more gifts to all Christians. In today's reading, Paul lists 9 of those gifts: wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, the working of miracles, prophecy, discernment of spirits, speaking in tongues, and the interpretation of tongues. This list is not comprehensive. For in Romans, Paul lists the gifts of prophecy, ministry, teaching, exhorting, giving, leading, and being compassionate. In Ephesians, Paul lists the gifts of being an apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor, and a teacher. These 3 lists are not the exact same. There is some overlap, but each list contains specific, distinctive gifts. According to some biblical scholars, this suggests that the lists are not definitive. We know that there are other gifts and attributes not mentioned in Paul's separate list, but discussed throughout the scriptures, such as love, generosity, administration, hospitality, encouragement, worship, prayer, and even good humor. Through the grace and faithfulness of God, all Christians, not just an elite few, have been blessed with gifts from the Spirit. Third, Paul makes it clear that these gifts have a definite purpose. They are not given to us to make us feel important or better than someone else. These gifts are not for individual glory. They are for the common good, for the edification of the whole community of faith. What this means to me is that all of us are called to be involved in ministry. It is not just for the paid staff. This gets to the heart of the concept of shared ministry that Sarah and Paula have been talking about. As I step back and look at our newly formed ministry council, I realize that we have a group of people who have different gifts. But collectively, we have gifts for outreach, fellowship, children and family ministry, pastoral care, membership, Christian formation, worship, teaching, encouraging, leading, and for being compassionate and loving. So, we're all in agreement. The Holy Spirit has given every one of us certain gifts. It's kind of like Christmas morning, with different packages for different people under the tree. What are our gifts? Have we opened all of our gifts? Maybe some of them, or perhaps none. One thing is for certain: it doesn't make sense to leave a gift under the tree unopened. Now let's work together to find out what our gifts are and how we can use them for the common good, for the glory of God. This is accomplished through a process of discernment, by asking God for guidance and identifying our gifts, and more importantly, how our gifts can be used for the betterment of our family, our community, and the world. We discern through prayer with God and others, and through listening to the guiding voice of God, and also to those around us, particularly those believers who know us well. Many times it is someone in our family or one of our friends or even our priest who might tell us that we have a gift for teaching or leading or giving or preaching. Next Sunday, we will be electing 4 new people to join our vestry. You may feel led to serve on the vestry and to let it be known. Also, if someone approaches you and tells you they believe you would be a strong addition to our vestry, it is clear they see certain gifts in you that would benefit the community. You may say yes or you may say no, but listen to them and realize they see your gifts. By understanding that each of us has certain spiritual gifts, should help us to carefully look for and celebrate the spiritual gifts in other believers. Recognize and acknowledge the gifts of others and encourage them to use and develop their unique gifts for the good of our community. For it is God's purpose to use all our discernment time, our spiritual gifts, our service, and our activities to build up the community of faith, and in so doing, to spread God's kingdom here on earth. Paul reminds us today that faith, while personal, is never private, and that the gifts each person has received were given for the purpose of being shared in service to others. That is our calling. That is our purpose, from the youngest to the oldest. Amen.